Well, an unusual way to start the Brady Report this morning. That group was actually here not that long ago. Prodigy and Firefighter, a big song. What's the latest, Ender? Good morning.
Yeah, some terrible news actually, boys, because the lead singer in the Prodigy, Keith Flint, has passed away at the age of 49, found dead at his property in Essex this morning. And no suspicious circumstances. There are reports that Keith Flint took his own life. And I have to say, it has shocked people here because he was a complete one-off. He was a British music rebel. He looked different. He sounded different. His videos, the Prodigy, he was the Prodigy. I mean, he started out as a dancer and then he became the lead singer. And by all accounts, all the tributes, the world of music in mourning here tonight, because Keith Flint, he was a complete musical rebel, and a lot of people on the airwaves saying that he was like a modern day Sex Pistol, really, you know, someone who just kind of was unrepentingly himself. We don't know what has gone wrong in his private life, but Keith Flint has passed away at the age of 49.
Not nice at all. Now, the Prime Minister, you've been mixing with her today?
Yeah, saw Theresa May today in Salisbury. So it's 1 year exactly since Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were attacked with that chemical nerve agent in the Wiltshire city of Salisbury. The Prime Minister heading down there, she spoke to business leaders. She popped into a few shops to speak to people because basically the tourism numbers are way, way down on where they were pre-March 2018. The spend is down. The economy has been struggling there. And get this, what a faux pas by whoever runs the Prime Minister's Twitter account. They put out a message on behalf of Theresa May just as she was arriving in Salisbury, paying tribute to the people of the city and praising their fortitude and resilience. And they put out a picture, not of Salisbury Cathedral, they put out a picture of St. John's Church in Bath, about 39 miles away. Catholic Church in the wrong city. You couldn't make it up. It was very, very quickly deleted. Very, very embarrassing. But nevertheless, you know, people in Salisbury, I think they were glad to see the Prime Minister and glad to get that anniversary out of the way.
Absolutely. Good on you, mate. You'll be back with Ollie this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.